Not any that I can think of, no.
Joe didn't turn you down, gave him the gate?
No.
Rejected him?
I don't think it happened too often. There were more girls than there were boys, so if they got ass, they took.
I see. And what joking terms might you use for married?
They're going to jump over the broomstick. Oh, they're going to get the knot tied. Those two.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't think of any more. You get the knot tied and jump over the broomstick.
And all those were sort of joking.
In a joking sense, yes, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But after the wedding, if the friends made a lot of noise.
Well, I think that was an earlier time, and they called it serenading the bride and the groom.
Uh-huh.
They would, if they found where they were, they would come making all sorts of noise around the house, and that was called serenading.
The
bride and groom.
That would be before your time?
That was before my time. Now, during my time, it was during this period of time that you'd usually slip off and get married and try to not have anybody know that they were, because they would kidnap the groom of the bride, and it has been known to keep him a day or two, you know, kidnapped.
What is that? What was that called, I wonder? All kinds of practical jokes. Did you ever hear the word chivalry?
Only reading it in books. I never heard it.
Never used here. That's interesting. In fact, I ask you some others. Serenade was the term. How about belling? Belling, dish panning, calathon?
No, never heard those expressions.
In Ohio, the Halloween parade is still known as the Calathumpian.
Is
parade.
It?
It's a term that must go way back. Horning, bull banding, drumming, salutes, all kinds of fascinating
terms. Oh, yeah.
Terms.
No.
And after a woman is married and is going to have a child, what was the term for that?
I think the term would be she's in the family way, but back I can remember, this was something that was very hush-hush, as though it was something to be ashamed of. I'm sorry they felt that way about it, you know, and I think that even though they were very happy to have this child, they must not be seen in public, or any time after the to-be mother would show any evidence at all. She stayed very closely to home, and this was not talked about. I was 20 years old when my mother had my baby sister, and I did not know my mother was pregnant until very late, because you didn't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And
what today is the feeling of the townspeople about the pregnant teachers? Can a teacher teach
pregnancy? Oh, yes, I guess so.
They
finally got to where that student's pregnant. As soon as they find out about it, have to leave school, but then they have a homebound teacher.
So that sensitivity is pretty well gone. And who helped with the birth?
Even in my mother's day, if it was possible to get a doctor, now imagine you have to ride all the way into town, 4 miles out, in our situation, to get a doctor. We were fortunate enough to have a telephone, and the doctor get there. But in many cases, they always had, the first thing they did was to gather up some of the older women in the neighborhood who had helped at childbirth. Now, in some sections, they were referred to as a midwife, and they might have been here. But as I said, growing up, those were words and that were not talked about in front of the children.
I see. So,
but I do know that my mother was called many times in the middle of the night to go to a home, and she's delivered as many babies as most of the doctors.
Is that right?
Excuse me.
Do you have a Dewey Decimal Classification book?
Yeah.
Did you know? You do?
Yeah.
You do? Okay.
Excuse me.
Come back later.